live from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual, amazing relationships. Jade Washaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Open phones here at 888-825-5225. Olivia is with us in Roanoke to start this hour. Hi, Olivia. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Jade. How are you?
Great. How can we help?
Good. I just want to start off by saying that I'm actually in FPU, Rachel's FPU class right now, so I'm super excited about that. I am a stay-at-home mom to two-year-old triplet boys.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
My husband is a car salesman in Bristol, Virginia, and so his commute is about 45 minutes to an hour. He also has very long hours, and so he leaves the house at 7 and gets home at 9:30. Therefore, I am by myself with these three crazy boys for that whole time. I just need some guidance as to, I'm not really sure. So he has been a car salesman for about a year and a half. He is up for a big promotion. The CEO has actually said that he is next in line for finance school, and that would be a huge raise for us. He's making about $100,000 to $115,000 right now, and he would be making about $250,000 to $300,000.
Doing what?
Being a finance manager.
A finance manager. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, at a car dealership.
Okay.
The only reason why I know those numbers is because there's only two in there, and they both make basically the same money. So I just need, I guess, some guidance for me mentally. It is really hard. I don't want to be, have a pity party, but it's really hard on me by myself with three boys, and he is never home. So I guess, I was talking to Rachel about it, and, I don't want him to lose this opportunity because it is a season, and they will be going to school, in a couple of years, and it's just really hard right now. Doing it. So I guess my question is,
would the finance manager have less hours or more hours?
About the same.
Okay.
All right. And so, that would really help us. We're on baby step number two right now.
So the promotion is not a question. The question is whether you just continue in this career field.
Correct.
Well, yeah. Is the bigger problem that he's not around much, or is the bigger problem that you just need help at home? And whoever it is, if it's help with a babysitter coming every once in a while, what's the bigger problem?
It's a little bit of both. Of course, we severely miss him, but I know that he's working for us and for our future, and, to be able to, sit on the beach at 65.
Well, to start, let's just say, anyone who manages three, triplets, 2 years old, that 12 hours a day by yourself, that's wild.
Yeah.
You're not whining to ask a question. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's crazy land. And, but the problem is you've got this other valid thing. That's a valid mm-hmm. thing. The other valid right. thing is $250,000 a year is a pretty dead gum good deal.
Absolutely.
And you're making some serious bank there. Could you move over there and, give you an hour and a half back a day, get rid of the commute?
So, yes, we actually moved here from Richmond, Virginia for this job opportunity. And this was the first house that we just, found because...
So what? So sell it. It's a stupid house.
Okay.
Move to Bristol. Yeah.
Look, getting that time back in a commute is everything.
Rent a house next door to the dealership. Absolutely. He can come home for lunch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree with that as well. I have talked to him. There's actually a house literally like 0.2 miles
Let's
away.
Let's go.
And he says, well, it's on a very big road, and the house is right up on the road.
Well, you don't do that house. That's not the point. The point is move over there. Okay, because two hours a day of this is commute.
Absolutely.
And then, you got traffic jams in freaking Bristol.
Absolutely.
There's no traffic jam. This is just a long way over there.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And I mean, it's horrible. I mean,
yeah, sell the house and move. Sell the house and move and hire a nanny.
That's what you need. Look, Olivia, when my family moved here to Tennessee, mm-hmm. and before this, I was basically worked from home. I was with my kids as much as I need to. So this was a big change. And we knew going mm-hmm. in, the commute needed to be very short. I can meet my husband for lunch. The kids can come by for lunch. I'm home in 20 minutes. Like that, that is everything. So yeah, I think that
we work some serious hours.
Yeah.
Here.
So I think starting there is going to make all the difference in the world. And finding ways to bring each other into your day is a big part of this. Like I said, if you guys can meet up for lunch, any of that stuff. And like Dave said, having help, just having mm-hmm. a sitter come for 2 hours a day or an hour just to give you some sanity back. Because your mind ain't working right. You know what I mean? When you're with kids like that
thing.
All day.
And hey, if you're gonna make an extra $150,000 a year, we can offset, you know, we got some money to spend.
That's right.
Yes.
So spend 20 on a nanny.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not a spoiled little brat. You're not.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You deserve. And that's we'll okay to do. Hard, that's the cost of him doing this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, are you guys working through a lot of debt right now, too? Is that what's giving you pause?
No, we have 2 car payments and the mortgage, but I guess it's just the fact of we're, you know, of course, eating rice and beans of rice, and just really trying to gung-ho on everything.
Look, the price for sanity is a small price to pay.
No, I mean, you're netting out, okay? Because your other option is untenable. It's not, your situation's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
At 250, at 150, at 350, it's not sustainable.
That's right.
Because you're telling yourself that. You've got that message loud and clear in your head. And that is not whining. And so what are we going to do? Well, we're going to take the promotion. We're going to move over there. We're going to take some of that $250,000, that extra $150,000, and we're going to use it to hire a nanny. And that's not whining. It's how we're able to pull this
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, how does Rachel and Jade with small children pull off New York City media appearances and book launches and mm-hmm. doing the show 3 hours a day when they're down here to do it and doing media hits at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock in the morning on Fox? How do they pull that off? Help.
Right.
You know, and so there's an offset that has to be there to be able to actually cause that to occur.
That's right.
So that's how you do it. And I don't think you're, if I thought you were whining, you know, I'd tell you because I love you. But I don't think you're whining.
No,
I think
this
you
is a reasonable,
reasonable situation where you need some help. But you guys need to go, okay, this is not working. What do we got to change? And that's what we start doing. We start prescribing changes to you. Now, so I'd get down there right close to the office, very little commute. See him more, and I'd hire a nanny, and I'd take the promotion, and then, hey, a year from now, 2 years from now, if it's still wired up, maybe you do something different. But let's give it a shot. This is The Ramsey Show. Listen, everyone needs ID theft protection. It doesn't matter your age, how much money you have, or where you live. We all worked too hard to build our personal and financial reputations to have some thief rip them to shreds. Trust me, it's an absolute nightmare if you become a victim. But wasting money on overhyped, expensive plans doesn't make sense either. That's where Xander's ID theft plan comes in. They've bundled together the services you need at pricing that can't be beat. Whether you're looking for monitoring that includes your home title, VPN encryption, unlimited recovery services, or stolen funds protection, you'll get that and more at great value while dealing with people you can trust. I've seen these guys in action, which is why I have Xander's plan for my family and our entire team. Go to Xander.com or call 800-356-4282 to get protected. Save money and stay ahead of the identity theft nightmare. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. Stacy is with us in Canada. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to get your advice.
Well, thank you. How can we help?
My husband and my family, we live on a farm, and we pay really cheap rent where we are because we help out on the ranch. So that's a good situation there. So we ended up buying a waterfront lake home to leave for a legacy for our kids when they grow up. So we do have that paid off now. So I guess technically we're done baby step 7. So now we're looking at buying a house instead of staying on this ranch forever. So I guess the question is, what order should we do this? Should we buy a house? It would be about $900,000 we'd have to save for. Or should we just go ahead and save a quick down payment on a smaller house in town that we could rent out and it would pay the mortgage while we save for our bigger purchase house? What would you do?
What happened to living on the ranch for reduced rent?
Oh, we're going to do this as long as possible. So we would consider buying a country expensive home and renting that out. It would never cover the mortgage, but we just don't know how long.
Why would you need to do that? I mean, why do you need to buy something?
I guess so our money grows. We feel like that's the way we should do it, as opposed to just saving it in a savings account.
Okay. No, I would not buy a rental property with debt.
We don't have any debt.
You'd be buying a rental property with debt, and I would not do that.
Because we don't want it.
I would not do that. If you want to invest in good mutual funds, you can do that. And then when you're ready to purchase a home someday, you'll have a big pile of money in your mutual funds. That might be okay.
Okay.
And that's not a savings account. And no, I would not park it in a savings account. I don't want $1 million in a savings account, but you don't have $1 million. But what's the lake house worth? Yeah.
460 or I think 518 this year.
Okay. And you don't rent it out, do you?
No, it's too rustic.
Yeah. Okay. Rustic $400,000. We got a lot of, okay. No, do not go buy a rental property with debt, which is in essence everything you asked. Every question you asked, every way you asked it involved buying a rental property with debt. You're not going to move off the ranch. You're going to stay in the cheap rent now. And whatever you were going to buy, you were going to have a mortgage. And whatever you were going to buy, you were going to rent. And so whether it was large or small or 900 or whatever it was, it didn't matter. It's all involved. No, I would not go into debt. No, absolutely not. I would invest in good mutual funds. If you want to buy some investment property, save up and pay cash for it.
Okay.
But don't buy an investment property that you think you're going to live in 20 years from now, because you won't. The chances of you moving in that house 20 years from now is precisely zero.
That's actually a good point that we hadn't really thought of. We were thinking of picking something out we would like, but yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah, your life is going to change. Your dreams are going to change. The dishwasher is going to change. Technology is going to change. You're not going to move in that house in 20 years.
I was wondering where the 900.
No, that was the home she wanted to live in someday.
Got you.
That was the future, the 20-year from, or whatever, however number of years we stay on the ranch. I don't know. But yeah. It took me a minute to kind of unwind all that. You've done a really good job. Everything you pay cash for, you've got the, basically the parsonage on the ranch, so to speak, where you're living there virtually free. And you've been piling up money. You've done really, really, really good. And then you got the real estate itch. I guess you got on TikTok or something and got the real estate itch. So no, don't go into that stuff. I mean, I love real estate, but I love paid for real estate. And that's what I would tell you to do. So, all right. Open phones here at 888-825-5225. Student loan payments will restart soon, and many borrowers aren't ready. Interesting article from CNBC here.
Yeah, it says the more than 3-year-long pause on federal student loan payments is slated to finally conclude within months. And we know that they, passed this debt ceiling legislation per se, or this deal. And part of that, they've said, you're not going to extend this payment pause any longer. So we know, let it be known, student loans are resuming.
Wait a minute. Did we tell you that? Oh, yeah, we told you that.
We've been telling folks this, Dave.
We told you that they weren't going to be forgiven, that you're going to pay them. We told you that, didn't we? Yeah.
Okay. And now it's time to pay the piper. The piper calleth, and it's time to start paying.
This is the King James version of Jade.
Yeah.
But piper calleth.
Dave, I wanted to highlight some of these numbers because I don't think people really understood what's taking place. Obviously, your payments have been on pause, no interest, no payment due, in quotes, but this was such a great opportunity to take advantage. Most people during this pause, Dave, have saved about $15,000 in payments. That's what they've saved during this time by not having to pay.
And what did they do with them, pray tell?
Nothing!
What?
Nothing.
They saved $15,000. They don't have $15,000?
No, Dave. They got they bought hamburgers and they bought expensive lattes.
Thing again.
And they bought car payments for $717. That's what they bought. And here's where my soul was crushed when I read only less than 1% of people continued to make payments during the pause. There is less than 1% of smart people who took advantage and said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to make payments. They're going to go straight to the principal. I'm saving money every month. I can put that back on my debt, hit the principal, pay it off. And instead, a lot of people said, you know what? I'm cool with this. I'm cool with the fact that this pause, it's free money, right? No, it's not free money.
It was cost the taxpayers like $1.5 billion.
$5 billion.
Yeah.
Billion.
Billion.
A month.
Yeah.
Per month.
Dave. Per month?
Per month! I can't.
That's what I paid for you people to not have to pay your student loans.
$5 billion
like a
per month.
And stuff.
No, Dave, this is free money. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Let
so
it be known.
$5 billion a month for so that people could not have to pay their student loans. And did they use that to opportunity to get ahead?
No.
Answer, no. 1%.
Less than 1%. And here's
paid
what.
The loans down.
43 billion people have benefited, quote, benefited from the student loan pause. 43
million, not billion.
What did I say? Yes, thank you. 43 million. Correction. And here's my thing. Everybody's still whining, hoping that this Biden's forgiveness will come through. They want the $10,000, right? They want the $20,000. You got 15 and you squandered it. So no, you shouldn't get another 10. You should not get another 20. You got 15 back and non-payment. And what did you do?
I like the word. You scoundrel.
You squandered it.
You squandering scoundrel.
Yeah. You squandered it on burgers and going
Come
out
on with the burgers.
Costco hot dogs, going out to eat, buying
avocado
new clothes.
Avocado toast. That's why they
avocado,
squandered. Come on.
Chipotle. That's what you spent
Get
it on.
Get off my burgers.
All right. Chipotle. Tacos. Chicken. How about that one?
This is great. Oh,
but the point
that would
here
be squandering
is,
it.
The point is.
Lobster.
Payment,
that's what they squandered
that,
it on.
Look.
Lobsters.
I would have rather
Blame
you squandered it on lobster. But
Blame
the point
the
is, these payments are coming back, and it's time to get in check, guys, because it's coming. It's knocking on the door.
So Brooke, some single mother of two, did nothing, and as an extra $600 a month is going to start coming now. She has $100,000 in, I'm sorry, no, she has $240,000, and she makes $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And she says, where's the extra $600 a month going to come from? Less hamburgers. This is the Ramsey Show. Get out of here. Oh my gosh. Jade Washall, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host. Hey, if you're out running around America and you're in the Nashville area, just south of Nashville is a wonderful town called Franklin, Tennessee. Civil War era square that you can walk around and enjoy. And one exit south of there, you'll find the Ramsey headquarters, which includes a lobby and free homemade chocolate chip cookies and coffee. Come in and visit. We do the show on the glass every day from 1 to 4 Central Time. And so you can come in and watch this happen every single day. And part of what happens in the lobby is usually 50 to a couple hundred people sitting around. And part of what happens in the lobby is also we have this little thing called the debt-free stage. And standing on it are Ivy and John. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Love having you guys here. Where do you live?
Appleton, Wisconsin.
Appleton, Wisconsin. Awesomeness. And how much debt have you guys paid off?
$347,356,000.
Wow.
Boom! Wow, wow.
Get it, Ivy. I love it.
Thanks.
Well done. Well done. How long did this take?
74 months.
Yep. And your range of income during that time?
Anywhere from $80,000 to $180,000.
Cool. What do y'all do for a living?
I am a registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a plumber.
Very good. Two great careers. Well done. Very good stuff. Always in demand, both of you.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Never without work, for sure.
No.
Yeah.
Whether you
good.
Want to do it.
Very good. So I'm going to guess and say in Appleton, Wisconsin, on 74 months and 347, you paid off your house.
Yes, we
yes.
did.
Yes.
Let's go.
Baby step seven. Boom, boom, boom. What's this house worth? roughly.
With this market? I don't know.
No, I mean, guess. Just roughly.
Probably 300. I'd say 300,000.
Why did you owe 347 on it? It's worth
it
more
wasn't
than that.
Just the house.
Oh, that was. Oh you paid off a bunch of stuff.
Everything. This is what we paid off to get.
So you live
debt.
In a $300,000 house. It's paid for.
Yes.
And you paid off what other kind of debt?
Well, so I started back in 2012. I had all of the debt. I had the student loans, the car payment, the credit cards. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 2004, so medical debt. Mm. And then I had a very short marriage in which I paid a lot of money, so divorce debt.
Ah.
And later that year, I was kind of wondering what I should do financially wise, and in the bulletin at church was an advertisement for your class.
There wow. you go.
So I didn't know how I was going to pay for your class.
When did John come along in this picture?
A couple years later.
I was hoping he was in the financial peace class, just waiting on you.
We took it together again.
Again. Okay, all right.
I started working.
I hear it's romantic. Right. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Well, it's something. No, I started doing it, and I met John later that year, actually. We got married in 2014.
Yep. Excellent.
But we didn't do our finances together.
Uh-oh. How long before you did that?
2 years.
Okay.
2 years. Right.
This was a journey.
This was yes, a journey. Was. So in 2016 is when we started with the Gazelle Intensity.
Yeah.
I'll let John
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to know what happened to make you guys get on the same page. I mean, 2 years of doing your finances separate. Yep.
Then what pushed you together?
Yeah.
Well, one, I had my own business for 10 years before, roughly 10 years before I...
Yeah.
Sold the tools and the truck.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it came to...
He wanted to buy a brand new work truck, and it scared me.
Got it.
At the time, it was going to be a $60,000 truck, probably much Correct. More than that now. But we kind of kept the business and the personal stuff separate.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea of a car payment, a truck payment on a business where he was his only employee scared me.
So you were like, I got to be able to control this a little bit.
So I thought, before we buy a truck, can we go take Financial Peace University again?
There you go.
Because you're kind of hard to explain
apparently
to people.
You flunked. Yeah, okay. I got
I
it.
Did
yeah.
it.
No, I know. You said again. Did he?
I never took it.
Oh, that was your first one.
That was my first.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't again for him. I got
no,
it.
No, but
okay.
I wanted him to experience the whole experience. So
you knew I could talk him out of it.
Right.
And
I
you
couldn't.
Did.
Yes. That's pretty much what happened.
It's so all good.
It was, please don't buy a truck till you talk to Dave.
That ended that. I think it was a trick, John. All right, so very cool. Now you're 100% free.
Yes.
Now, obviously, you're doing really well with the MS.
Yeah, I actually found out that a lot of it, the really expensive stuff, the drugs doesn't work for me.
Mm.
Oh. So, diet and exercise. So
and stress.
Well, no more money stress.
There you go. That's a big deal.
I've got a good friend that has been dealing with it for about 20 years, and they keep her stress level down and her fatigue, keep her from getting fatigued, and she does great.
Yeah.
And is doing no drugs.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, but, it's different for different patients, I understand.
Exactly.
I'm not medical. You are. But you're obviously doing great. Congratulations. I'm proud for you.
Thanks.
Very cool, guys.
Very cool.
Congratulations. How's it feel to be 100% free, 11 years into marriage?
Awesome.
Really good.
No debt of any kind.
Yeah, it's
You're
weird.
Be so rich. It's going to be unbelievable. How much is in your nest egg already?
Well, so you missed that part of the story. John will tell you that part of the story.
Okay.
Over in
your retirement, what you did with your business.
Oh,
a mistake way back.
Yeah. So my I worked for a company as a plumber, and then when I started my business, things were financially not that great. I ended up
cashed it in,
mm-hmm. which learned I wasn't supposed to be doing that. Mm-hmm. But as now we're doing
yeah, we're
really
playing
good.
Catch up.
So
on
where
that.
Are you now? What's your nest egg now between the two of you?
Probably 500,000.
There you go.
Okay. So yeah. You're almost millionaire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're getting there.
Baby step millionaire.
Very
soon.
Right.
Yeah, very good. I'm proud
we
of y'all.
We just look at it as where could we be?
No,
it's
no,
a journey. This
no,
is a journey.
No.
Yep.
I mean, I could have been a slumlord. I could have kept a bunch of lower income real estate aid that I had, and it's all gone. Mm-hmm. And I went bankrupt. I could be there. Thank God I'm not. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, life is. You could be a lot of places, but now you guys are together. You got a great marriage. You're smiling, you're fun, you have a paid-for house, and you're almost millionaires, and you're still young pups. Well
That's
done.
Right.
Thanks.
Very well done. I'm proud of you. Good, good work. Wow.
Very ding, cool. Ding. Yeah. I love to hear it.
Okay, what do you Everyday tell people, when somebody asks and they say, okay, how'd you do that? What do you tell them the key to getting out of debt and building wealth is?
You have to talk to the other person about money. I mean, Correct. We tried that the first couple of years of our marriage, and it didn't work. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty stressful conversations that are had.
Mm-hmm. You have to have them.
Yes. Yeah.
If you buy a truck, I'm going to kill you. Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Well, not quite that.
No, you would never say something like that.
Pretty close.
Just slow death.
Pretty much. So, yeah, it's really the difficult conversations that you don't want to have, and they're tough. Mm-hmm. So.
But it's worth going through that, coming out on the other side of that.
Yeah.
There's an incredible peace and cleanliness that comes with complete openness, mm-hmm. complete unity. We're dialed in. We're doing everything together, making decisions together. Even though sometimes it causes some momentary discomfort, mm-hmm. the long-term benefits are unbelievable. They're very good.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of y'all.
Thanks.
Thank
Excellent
you.
Job. Excellent job. You're why we come down here. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. All right. It's Ivy and John, Appleton, Wisconsin. Quite the journey. Everything's paid off. Baby step 7, house and everything, approaching baby steps millionaires status. 347,000 paid off in 74 months, making 82,180. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt free!
Yeah! Yeah! Get it! I like it! Powerful stuff.
Great.
Hey, we've got the Live and Give bundle for them that includes the Total Money Makeover book, the Baby Steps Millionaires book, and another Financial Peace University membership. They'll be able to give those things or keep them for themselves. Everyone who comes and does a debt free scream gets that. This is The Ramsey Show. Jade Washall, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Open phones at 888-825-5225. We're glad you're here. Susie's with us in Virginia. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I would like to thank you, first of all, for sharing everything that you've learned to help others have financial freedom.
Well, thank you.
My husband and I had listened to the show for a couple years, and we had applied some of your teachings in the baby steps, and we kind of forgot an important one. We had paid off all of our debt, and we were working. He was throwing everything at the house, and he unexpectedly passed away in September of last year.
Oh my goodness! How old was he?
He was 67.
Oh, my. Oh.
And he,
how long were y'all married?
It was 20
wow.
years.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
It was quite sudden. He was very physically fit. It was a very unexpected. He had been to the doctor, and the doctors gave him, you know, a clean bill of health. And, you know, I knew and he knew that something was not right, but ultimately he had an LLC. We had three different locations, convenience stores, and I was thrown into a whirlwind and mourning for my husband at the same time. But the good news is the business had an emergency fund. And so I was able to keep the business afloat, really not knowing. Technically, I just always assisted him. He was an accountant, and he had a business degree, and he had run convenience stores for 40 years. So I was just the assistant wife. But we only had debt on the house. It was amazing because the month before he passed, his life insurance policy ran out. And he was like, honey, my rate's going to go up. And I was like, no, don't pay it. You're just fine. And so listening to your show, he knew how important it was because we did have a business. And we have one more child that is, she just graduated high school. And so she wanted to go to college. And so he felt like he needed to have this. And so he paid the extra high premium on the life insurance. And then less than 30 days, he had passed.
Wow.
And so I ran the locations for 5 months. We didn't have a plan. He unfortunately did not have a will. So I'm dealing with probate. Like I told you before, we were best buds.
Did you get the stores sold?
Yeah, I did. I sold the locations. And so that's why I called you, because I just wanted to thank you because, you know, we did not have any debt and we were following through with the plan, but then yet we were missing two bigger pieces of what happens if. And so I just randomly asked him one day how much the locations that he's, you know, how much do you think that they're worth, honey, if you know. And so I had an idea, and the people came, and they bought the store, and it was a blessing. The Lord was involved in all of it, because wow. I really didn't, all of the numbers were up in his head. Wow. Nothing was written down. But where I am now, I've been mourning for 9 months. I ran the stores for 5, so it's been about 4 months, and I'm ready to start dealing with all of the money. Mm-hmm. That it is in the bank.
So how much do the stores sell for?
Almost $1 million.
Wow. And how much was the life insurance?
The location, because each location had about $100.
Yeah. How much was the life insurance?
It was a $500.
Okay. So you're sitting on 1.5 now?
Well, I had to pay off the house.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Nothing wrong with that. So how much have you got left? About $1 million.
Over.
Okay.
That's great.
Good.
And then,
how old are you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm 44.
Oh, okay. Mm. You got all kinds of time. Okay, cool.
Wow. So I guess I went on the website and I looked up one of the financial advisors and I called them, and then I met with another. And so my question is, yesterday I was kind of impulsive, and because I feel like the money that's sitting in there, I feel like it's just it's not growing, and
don't get impulsive or panic. Take your time. Get with someone that has the heart of a teacher. Did you meet with a SmartVestor Pro?
I met with him, but I didn't make any decisions. And I tell you, the
you don't have
why
to. Did
I
you?
Did,
let me. That wasn't what I was asking. So the first meeting, you don't need to make a decision. You're just meeting them. You're interviewing them. How did you feel? Not what did you think? How did you feel when you walked out of there after meeting that person?
I didn't feel like he was listening to my heart's desires.
Okay.
And so
listen, you got to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So go back on the website, pick out another SmartVestor Pro and go sit down. You need to have a sense that they have the heart of a teacher or you don't work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, right now, you're a walking raw nerve because of what you've been through. And so you're feeling, the reason I asked that very specific question is you're feeling things at a heightened level of awareness.
Mm.
There's a lot of pain and a lot of fear of making a mistake. There's a, and all of this is heightened, and so there's a your nerve endings are all chattering. They're going right. Am I wrong?
Correct. No, you are so right.
Yeah, and so just breathe. And what you need to have is a sense of peace and a sense of you're dealing with a solid person with the heart of a teacher.
Yeah, and when you talk to these investment professionals, if they don't want to answer your questions or if they make you feel like what you're asking is silly or you've asked too many questions, for me, that's a red flag to go to someone else, because that's what they're there. They're there to help teach you, help guide you, and you should feel like I can ask. I can, you know, I can speak to them, and they're not making me feel silly or dumb for what I'm asking.
It might be that the other SmartVestor pro that you worked, that you met with, is excellent at their work.
Mm-hmm.
They are not excellent for you at
That's
this moment
true.
In your time, because you're in a very unique situation, and you've got to have someone that slows mm-hmm. everything down right now. Take your time. You don't take 2 years, but you don't take 2 minutes either. Just slow down. You need to walk through this, and it needs to feel like you're walking downstairs in the dark and you hadn't turned on the light. You're going to feel that step before you take the next step, and feel that step before you take the next step. Put my foot on solid stuff. You hearing me?
Hey, yes.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You are wise, and you don't need to apologize for not having the business or the accounting background. The lady that I've just heard her story performed beautifully in a high-stress environment.
Mm-hmm.
I think you did an amazing job. And so you can trust you. You are trustworthy. You're worthy of trust, Susie. Look in the mirror. You can do this. And if you need help, you call here any time. We're here to help you. And if you need some more help, if you want to get with our team, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Hook her up with the guys upstairs that run SmartVestor Pro and make sure that she sits down with the right one. Just have our guys, let's just do a hand in glove, white glove experience here, okay? Let's just make sure this is a widow. She needs to be taken care of. No charge.
Whew.
There we go.
That's why I love working here, Dave. That right there.
That's the way we do it. This is The Ramsey Show. Dave here. You can find all of our shows with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. It's the only place to listen to the entire back catalog of episodes. Download the Ramsey Network app in your favorite app store today.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.